Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are jumping straight into the Western Cape Education Department's annual performance plan for 2023-2024.
And its core vision is pretty ambitious.
It is. It says, quality education for every child, in every classroom, in every school in the Western Cape.
It's the ideal, for sure. But the plan itself, well, it reveals the immense pressure cooker environment they're actually operating in.
You can really feel that strain.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about, you know, the lingering learning losses from COVID, huge socioeconomic issues like poverty, gangsterism, but the really big one, the unprecedented growth in learner numbers.
Let's start right there, because those demographic figures, they really drive this whole plan. The number of new people moving into the province is just staggering.
It is. I mean, net migration alone was responsible for almost half, 46.8% of the total population growth just between 2016 and 2021.
That's over 292,000 new people. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a small increase. It's a relentless surge.
Exactly. And a surge like that hits the infrastructure immediately. Enrollment has just soared, which leads to these constant challenges with placing learners.
You see it in the data they provide.
You do. You see these stress points like the Metro East District, which is averaging a staggering 11,186 learners per school.
Per school. That's an incredible number.
It is. And a critical point in the plan is that the funding formulas, they aren't keeping up. They're not properly reimbursing the province for the new schools they desperately need to build.
So with ratios like that, it's pretty clear that just building more schools isn't enough. It can't keep pace.
It can't, which is why they had to pivot, you know, strategically. They shifted to a recovery plan focused on academic safety and jobs.
Okay, so how do you move the academic needle when you're under that kind of pressure?
Well, the most immediate sort of measurable action is focused squarely on the most vulnerable group. The foundation phase.
So grades 1 through 3.
Exactly. To fight that pandemic learning loss, they're allocating an extra 2 hours a week to reading and 1 extra hour a week to mathematics.
That's 3 extra hours of instruction.
Right. Which works out to at least 60 additional learning hours per learner per year in those absolutely foundational subjects.
That sounds great on paper. But, I mean, implementing 3 extra hours across an entire province, that is an enormous challenge for the teachers, isn't it? Does the data really justify that kind of immediate strain?
The data is screaming that they have no other choice. The crisis is foundational. You look at their own systemic tests. Grade 3 maths proficiency just dropped off a cliff.
What were the numbers?
It went from 58.1% in 2019 all the way down to 44.3% in 2021. And language is just as bad, maybe worse. Less than 40% of grade 3 learners even hit the 50% benchmark.
So they don't fix it now.
Every other effort down the line is basically doomed to fail. You have to get the foundation right.
Okay, so beyond academics, safety is another huge priority in the plan. It talks about rising psychosocial concerns, bullying, antisocial behavior, drug abuse.
It's a major focus, and that's where you see this interesting link between safety and skills.
You mean with the vocational training, are they treating that as a kind of social prevention tool?
That is the pivotal connection, yeah. They address the physical safety side through the Safe Schools program.
That's the fencing for high-risk schools.
Right. Providing high-security perimeter fencing for 20 schools a year. But to actually break the cycle of violence, you need to give these kids pathways, hope.
So expanding subjects like arts and agriculture isn't just about getting a job.
It's not just about jobs, it's about opportunity. It's a direct attempt to combat the socioeconomic drivers that lead to that antisocial behavior in the first place.
So when you pull it all together, what you're seeing is this incredibly detailed, data-driven commitment to manage these huge external pressures while laser focusing on foundational skills.
Absolutely. The commitment to providing quality education, despite all of this, is unwavering.
It is. But here's the final thought that really lingers from reading the plan. It notes that enrollment in subsidized independent schools has shot up by 24% since 2016.
Because of the strain on the public system.
Exactly. So given the relentless growth and the infrastructure problems we've talked about, what's the strategic balance for the Western Cape? Do they focus everything on rapidly expanding public schools? Or do they also strategically support that growing independent sector to help share the load and ensure every single child gets a place?